Parashat Vayechi has the Birchas Yaakov, the sons, and I want to focus on one pasuk, which really I think the drasha of Chazal, the pasuk, is well known, but maybe to speak about implementing it lemaisa. In the bracha of Yehuda, it says, "Oisvi lagef niroi v'sereko bni yasoinoi kibes v'yayin levushi v'dam anovim susoi chachlili einai meyoyin." Leven Shinayim Echalov. The Pashas literal translation is because the teeth got so white from drinking so much chalav. There's so much milk in his chelek in Eretz Yisrael that everybody that was there was their teeth would turn white. Chazal Darshan from here. Leven Shinayim Echalov. Uleven Ulovon Shinayim Echalov. Toivam Alavin Shinayim Lechavir Yisum Ashkei Echalov. That somebody that smiles to his friend does more for somebody than giving him a drink of milk. In other words, picture, for example, you're coming back from a tiul, and you ran out of water somewhere in the tiul, and you're schwitzing, and you come back beet red. And I remember the picture I had, a niece that came from America, the first time they were coming to my house for Shabbos, and they got off at the wrong bus stop. And it was totally uphill, schlepping a suitcase for 15 minutes in the middle of the summer, and all they wanted was a cold cup of water. That's all that. Give a person a cold cup of water. Machay nefashis. So the truth is that it's not really machay nefashis. It's machay gufim. That's what it is. The cold cup of water is machay the guf. Whoever Chazal tells us that what's machay nefashis, tovim alavin shinay lechaveri yesh maskei ocholov. What's really Mechaya, a person, is the smile that somebody gives to them. Somebody that could open their mouth and show the white of their teeth. They smile to their friend, that gives them more than the cold cup of water. What do you mean, Lamaisa, this is all that they wanted? It does more for them. Be'etzim and Chazal are telling you that the giving a person his emotional needs is more important than taking care of his physical needs. That's what Chazal are telling us. That it's more important for a person to take care of somebody's emotional needs and take care of the physical needs. There's a well-known Gemara in Kedushin that says that there's somebody that could make his father work hard and bring him to Chayil Mabba, and brings him to Chayil Mabba, and somebody that gives his father Avozim Ptumim, and he could go to Gehenim. Why? So Gemara says, talking about somebody that he gives his father a tremendous amount of food, geshmak of food, and his father asks him, where'd you get this food from? He says, old man, what makes the difference does it make to you? Just eat it and keep quiet. Right? So now he gave him everything that he needed. The other person made his father work. Like Rashi explains, made him work because it saved him from much worse things. But you're giving the person all his physical needs, but to give it in a way where keep your mouth shut and just eat, that's not keep it out of aim, to say the least. That's really much worse than not giving him the food in the first place. I just saw Shimon Russell, they put out a book from him on Chinuch. There's a story in there that they did, some King Frederick or something like that, did a study. He wanted to know what language children would speak if they took them away from their parents and they wouldn't hear anybody speaking. On their own, what language would they speak? Kumdumani, I saw from Volbin Shirei Chumash that he says that Lashon HaKodesh. Lashon HaKodesh is Mimenu, that's Ayidei Ha'isis, Lashon HaKodesh, the world was created. It would be Lashon HaKodesh. I don't know, it's a Chiddush to me that they would speak anything. But if they didn't hear anybody speaking, they wouldn't speak anything. Only because they try to mimic the sounds, they would speak. That's what Kimdumani said. But they wanted this guy, he wanted to do this. So how are they going to be able to figure out whether or not, what language they're going to speak? So they can't have any interactions with human beings. So they would prop up the baby bottles on the pillows that the baby should be able to eat. And they would put the bottle there and run away. And there was no contact between any of the parents, any human beings, and the babies. They would get the food that they need, and they wanted to know what's going to be. He said, most of the babies withered away and died. That's what happened. What do you mean? They got food. They got whatever they needed. Now, most human beings, even if they don't have their... most babies, in a normal... If they're brought up in a normal home... So they have the love that they need. And the Mela, they're able to live. But this just shows, it goes to show how even though they had all their physical needs taken care of, they didn't have their emotional needs taken care of. And without their emotional needs, they weren't able to go. They died. It's like Revolver says, it's like trying to plant a plant without giving it any sunshine. It's going to die. It's sunshine, what do you mean? You gave it water. You gave it water. It doesn't have sunshine. You need the sunshine is the smile that you give, and that's more important. That's more important than the physical. Something that what a person has to bear in mind with all the relationships that he has. All the relationships that specifically in the house, with his spouse, with his children, for sure. Somebody told me that the top 10 people in Forbes 400 are all divorced. So it's not a chiddush that 10 guys were divorced. That could be somewhere hidden, maybe. But it's not such a chiddush. There's like a 50% divorce rate. The chiddush is that the wives have everything they could possibly dream of. They have anything that they could possibly dream of. They have all the money in the world. They could buy whatever they want. They could get whatever they want. They could go wherever they want. And they're divorced. Why? Because they're very good to have their physical needs taken care of, but they don't have their emotional needs taken care of. It's more important than making money than having a wife. And a Melo, her emotional needs are not taken care of. Melo, of course they're going to be divorced. But that's so important in a marriage, making sure that a wife's emotional needs are taken care of. It's not just that the physical needs are taken care of. And how much more so when raising children. Raising children, it's so important. Most of what we're busy with is making sure that they have their food and they have their clothing and we dress them and we give them whatever they need and we bathe them and mechulu. But automatically, the interaction feels an emotional lacking that they have, if they're lacking. But they need much more than that. They need a child to be able to grow and develop properly, needs that he should have someone to be taking care of it. He needs the smile. He needs the care and the love. And Revolva used to say, he says that the Gemara in two places, and Chazal Darshan, Gemara in Brachas, we saw about Gadol Kavod Abrius, Shdei Chalitza Sein Shabbater, and the Gemara says Darshan's Pesukim by Nozir or Kohen Gadol that they're not matame for anybody. The only one that they're matame for is for a Meis Mitzvah. Why? Because Gadol Kavod Abrius. That means that they can be, even though they're not matame for Pesach, for Nozir, for Kohen Gadol, Betzem. But when it comes to Meis Mitzvah, they'll be matame. He says if that's the case for a Meis Mitzvah, he says Kavod Chaimer for a Chai Mitzvah. He says there's people that are a Chai Mitzvah. There's Meis Mitzvahs and there's Chai Mitzvahs. Chaimitz is a person who also doesn't have somebody to take care of him. Chaimitz is a person that is waiting for a good word. Chaimitz is a person, every person is waiting for a good word. Chaimitz is certain people that they need it, they live on it. If you see it all over, there's women that are collecting money every Thursday over here. You see, when somebody stops by them, in addition to giving them a shekel, gives them a good word, it's a whole different story. There's people all over that, there's neighbors, old men, you don't see them, Kumat don't see him. You pass by, you don't even just a smile and say something. It lights up. I was in an old age home today, and somebody came to visit one of the people there. That Kinnira doesn't have very many visitors. The smile that the person had on their face when the person came inside to visit them lit up the whole room. Literally, mamish. It was tremendous to see it. They saw the person out of the corner of their eye. Bang! It was mamish. It was amazing to see. It's just that it's and it doesn't have to be an old person in an old age home. Could be there's many people, there's many for sure. If a person has a relative who doesn't have many people visiting them, for sure, if a person doesn't have family, and somebody, you could give them a phone call, you could say hello to them, you thought of them, anything that a person, the very fact that a person thought of somebody. My wife just wrote an email to somebody this week. Somebody in the community is going through a very hard time. Their husband's very sick. The person wrote back, you know, I'm thinking about you, davening for you, you know, like, the person wrote back, you know, you don't know how much it means that there's other people that are here that are going through it with me, that I feel that I have somebody else. It's not just, it's not, the very fact that many people, because of the lachas of life, it's hard to smile. It's hard to smile, you're so busy, and just to stop and smile. The person doesn't have that ability to. Rizak, in his chinuch classes, he discusses at length the importance of laughing with your kids. Smiling, laughing, making it that you know, giving them that feeling of gishma, giving them the good feeling, and people like being around people that are smiling. People like to be around people that smile. It doesn't cost any money. It doesn't. The thing is that it takes a little bit of inner work for a person to be able to do that. Whenever somebody has to smile, it's not just somebody a donation. You just pull out a shekel. You don't even have to smile. You have the shekel and you give it to the person. However, to smile, it means that you're doing something for yourself. Smile, if you want it to be a genuine smile also, it means that it takes a little bit of a veda. And that a little bit of a veda, it's just easier to just go by and give them a shekel and go by there. So the Toiva Malami Shnayim Lechaver, Chazal tell us how many a person that says a good word to an ani gets many more brachas than a person that gives the money to an ani. It's clear in Chazal and Kama famous that the emotional well-being of a person is so much more important than taking care of his physical needs. Is taking care of his emotional well-being. A little bit of effort on our part, walk around with a smile, and you'll probably change many people's lives.